Good day, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Technopolis Group Q1 Interim Results Conference Call. For your information, today's conference is being recorded. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to your host today, Mr. Keith Silverang, CEO. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you. Hello, everybody. Keith Silverang, CEO of Technopolis, here to talk to you today about our first quarter results. Without any further ado, I'll get straight into it. Going straight to the highlights, if you look at our report, you'll see that we had what I consider to be a very good first quarter. Occupancy rates have increased. Net sales and EBITDA have both grown and are at satisfactory level. We have seen that the business environment in Finland, in Petersburg and Tallinn are all moving in a positive direction. Conditions are improving. We have had healthy domestic organic growth projects going on in three different cities. We have seen our St. Petersburg pre-let rates rise in April, up 74%, with what I consider to be quite good opportunity to continue that trend and fill the building as planned during the rest of this year. In the event that that happens, we have good chance of being in the black by the end of 2011 year-on-year. The whole year of financial performance, when we talk about EBITDA, has a good opportunity to be in the black this year. In St. Petersburg, I could say business conditions are even better. The euro has given a boost to an already recovering economic environment, and we're seeing healthy sales, earnings, and occupancy performance in our new Technopolis Ulmiste unit in Tallinn. In fact, with these types of trends continuing, we really are going to need to launch an expansion project in Tallinn as soon as we possibly can to take advantage of the demand before the construction prices start to get too high. In summary, you can say right now all systems are go. We stand by our guidance, our original guidance, 9%-11% for both revenues and earnings on the EBITDA level. We're confident we can hit those targets. I have no reason to believe at this point that there are any obstacles to achieving everything that we've set out to achieve this year. Most of the questions that have come to us are concerning either the Russian operations or the situation with regard to the.
Olette pidossa. Olkaa hyvä, odottakaa sulkematta puhelinta. Var god dröj utan att avbryta samtalet. You are on hold. Please wait.
I don't know what that means. Can you hear me, Risto? Speaking. Can you hear me? Okay, well, I'm going to continue speaking anyway, even though there was an on-hold message. As for Russia, we can see that we're on the right track. As for Nokia, well, all I can say regarding Nokia is that the facts are, as has been stated in our interim report, that the Nokia-related exposure is at 6% and declining to 4%. By the end of this year, we talk about direct exposure. When we look at the whole mobile sector and the entire wireless area, it still accounts for less than 10% of our total net sales. So when we combine that with the fact that we have good cooperation with Nokia going on and the subcontractors, and there are many opportunities to bring new clients in, the fact is that no direct Nokia risks can materialize in 2011, so it won't affect our guidance. We're not even sure that there will be any major impact at all from this yet. It just isn't enough information that we have to say to go. Will it be a plus, a minus, or a plus, minus zero. So I can say that in systematic management right now, and we're doing our very best to make sure that the, whatever risks there are will be managed professionally. Then just a few words about the specifics of our key figures. First of all, on net sales, we had 22.2 million up from 19.4 million in the first quarter of 2010, growth of 14.6%. Earnings rose from 10 to 10.3 million, growth of 3.4%. Operating profit increased from 10.3 million to 16 million, primarily on the basis of increases in fair value, which are resulting mainly from compression of the cap rates. And our occupancy increased a 0.5%, and our equity ratio also increased gradually, slightly from 36.2 to 36.6. And earnings per share rose significantly, and our like-for-like revenue rose 2.7%. So I think overall we're satisfied with that. And as for the discrepancy between the growth rates of sales and the growth rates of earnings, that will shrink as we move through the rest of the year. But there's likely to be some difference, mainly due to growth investments and the slower than expected commissioning of the project, primarily. So this is pretty much what I have to say. I would be happy at this point to take questions from the audience, assuming that you're all connected, because I had that somewhat worrisome on-hold message from the switchboard. I'm ready to take questions.